You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 4th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the postseason is in full swing in high school and community college athletics, and we have a lot to recap from what was a busy weekend. Thanks for joining us on Sports Moments and Memories podcast with Craig Olson, and we're going to start with high school boys swimming. Because the Otters had, well, six individuals, two relay teams down at the state Class A meet over the weekend, and three of their individual swimmers placed in their events. Sophomore Matthew Toole was 12th in the 500 freestyle and 14th in the 200 freestyle. Sophomore Reese Hansen wound up taking 12th place in the 100 backstroke, and freshman Jaden Kopinski placed 16th in the 200 IM. So an outstanding meet for the Otter boys swimmers, and all of them are back next year, and that's going to be a great nucleus to build around for Coach Randy Hansen and his Otter boys swimming team. Now, it was also the state wrestling meet weekend, and there were a lot of wrestlers from all around the state who were competing, and some of our area wrestlers placed highly in their weight classes, starting in Class A, couple of second-place finishes. Will Rustan from West Central area, Ashby Brandon Evansville, was a runner-up at 285. He lost a 7-2 decision in the championship match. And then at 160, David Revering from Bertha Hewitt Verndale Parker's Prairie wound up second as he lost a 1-0 decision in the final. There was also a fourth-place finish for Bailey Peichel of Frazee at 145. His teammate, Preston Mayfield, was fifth at 172. Sixth place went to Owen Gruco of West Central area Ashby Brandon Evansville at 127. Cameron Halverson of Barnesville was sixth at 160. And Eli Royko of United North Central was a sixth-place finisher at 189 pounds. Now, in AA, Carson Beyer of Perham was fourth at 152, and Caleb Johnson of Dilworth Glendon Felton finished as runner-up at 215. Also in the girls' state tournament, Abby Irvesty from Bertha Hewitt Verndale Parker's Prairie took second place at 170. She was a 7-2 loser in the decisive first-place match. And at 124, Lucia Wales from West Central area Ashby Brandon Evansville took sixth place. We'll take a look at the basketball results in just a moment, but I do want to talk for a moment about our sponsors, the Pemberton Law Office in Fergus Falls. Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria is one of our sponsors on the podcast. You can visit them online at pemlaw.com. And Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates back all the way to 1883. Lake Area Docks and Lifts serves you from five different locations across Lakes area, and they're there to help you get ready for summer fun, which isn't that far away. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Spartan women's basketball team was involved in the Region 13B playoffs, the semifinals on Saturday at Anoka Ramsey Community College in Coon Rapids. And what a ball game. They played Northland Community and Technical College from Thief River Falls, and they wound up losing in overtime 62-58. But that game featured a 17-point deficit in the first quarter for the Lady Spartans. They had to overcome that big deficit right away. And they did. They tied the game at 30 on a Jaina Grunwald three-pointer in the third quarter. And then they came all the way back to take the lead and force overtime before falling to the Lady Pioneers. Jaina had a great day. She had 22 points. She hit so many clutch shots in that game. Clutch shots to give them their first lead at 43-42, to tie the game at 53-53, to tie the game again at 56-all, to send it to overtime. And she just had a great game. Also, Mo Bugby, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 5 steals. Mo was outstanding. And the Lady Spartans come up just short to a nationally ranked Northland Pioneer team. The ladies finished the season with a record of 12-11. What a tremendous finish. They played really well defensively. They held Northland to 36.7% shooting and 20.8% on three-pointers. Plus, the Spartans dominated the boards, winning 40-33 in that category. The only stat that really hurt them was a free throw situation. They were outscored on the line 13-3 and outshot 17-6 in free throw attempts. Yeah, the Lady Spartans had a total in the game of 18 personal fouls, but they were only fouled 8 times by the Pioneers. But a great finish to what was a very competitive season. Remember that MCAC South is loaded with nationally ranked teams, and Jody Holloman's girls played them tough all season long. So that overtime loss on Saturday ended that season. And then there was a triple overtime decision in Pelican Rapids as the girls' Section 8-2A quarterfinals were played. And the Vikings almost were eliminated. They're the number 2 seed in 8-2A. They were hosting Frazee, the number 7 seed, a team that had not beaten Pelican Rapids since 2012. Well, they didn't get them, but they came close. It was tied at the end of regulation, tied at the end of the first overtime. Morgan Korf of the Vikings had to hit a 3 at the buzzer at the end of the second overtime to force a third overtime. And it was that third overtime where Pelican Rapids dominated. They scored all 9 points in the third OT and defeat Frazee 71-62. So they will now play the Holly Nuggets, a 6 seed who beat number 3 Monaga, holding them to 27 points on their home floor. Nuggets win 48-27. Holly and Pelican Rapids, two teams very familiar with each other in the Heart of Lakes Conference, will play in one semifinal Wednesday at Concordia at 7:30. Now, the 6 o'clock game at Concordia Wednesday will feature top-seeded Perham against number 4 seed Barnesville. Perham won 75-50 over Park Rapids, and Barnesville defeated East Grand Forks 80-62 in their quarterfinal games on Saturday. In Section 6A, the Underwood Rockets advance with a 76-66 win over Hillcrest Lutheran Academy, as they will now play Park Christian School, the number 1 seed in the North, at 7 o'clock Wednesday at the Hive in Perham. Park Christian won their game 45-43 over Ada Borup West. And in the south half of Section 6A, Hancock, the number 1 seed, disposed of Wheaton Herman Norcross 71-34, and number 2 seed Breckenridge held off number 3 West Central Area for a 59-58 win. So Hancock and Breck will play at 7 Wednesday at Minnewaska Area High School in Glenwood. The Otter girls basketball team beat Wilmer on Saturday in their playoff game, and the Otters will now play for the Section 8-3A championship, and that will take place on Thursday, and the location of that game has not been announced yet. It has to be at a location that is a neutral site, and they were trying to decide where that would be, and it makes sense it would be either in Perham or Detroit Lakes, but we'll see what they decide. The Otters won 52-44 over Wilmer, and they dominated the boards that night, winning the rebounding battle 41-27. Bella Anderson, 14 rebounds and 3 blocked shots. She has really come on, had 13 rebounds in the opening round playoff win. So Otters take a 19-9 record into that matchup against the Cardinals, who are 24-3. High school boys basketball playoff action begins tonight in Section 6A. There are a couple of Pigtail play-in games. New York Mills will be at Battle Lake at 7 o'clock, and Rothsay will be at Underwood also at 7 o'clock this evening in Section 6A play-in games. Lake Park, Audubon, and Frazee are the other play-in game tonight. And then tomorrow night, the Fergus Falls Otters at the Roosevelt Gym. They'll get a home playoff game as they will entertain Ricori in the Section 8-3A quarterfinals. The Otters got the number 4 seed in Section 8-3A. And then the Section 6A and 8-2A playoffs will begin later this week. The 8-2A on Wednesday and then the 6A on Thursday. As every night, there's going to be some tournament basketball to follow around the area. And, of course, now, you know, lose, you're done. So lots at stake here. Hey, the Gopher men's basketball team put together a solid performance on Saturday. Cam Christie scored a game-high 19. Elijah Hawkins finished with 18 points and 8 assists. And that assist number allowed him to break the school record for single-season assists as the Gophers rallied from a 23-point first-half deficit and swept the season series with a 75-70 victory over Penn State on Senior Day at Williams Arena. So the Gophers with a good victory. They are 18-11 overall, 9-9 in Big Ten play, and they will remain home to play host to Indiana for the regular season home finale at 8 o'clock on Wednesday at Williams Arena. And how about the unbelievable play that we have seen from Iowa's Caitlin Clark this year? She has been nicknamed Ponytail Pete in recognition of how her game resembles that of Pistol Pete Maravich. Well, on Sunday, in her last regular season home game, the Iowa star passed the LSU and NBA legend for the most points scored by a Division I basketball player, men's or women's. On Senior Day at Carver Hawkeye Arena, Clark entered the game against Big Ten regular season champion Ohio State, needing 18 points to pass Maravich, who scored 3,667 points in his three seasons at LSU from 1967 to 1970. Well, Clark passed that number in the first half and then finished the game with 35 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds as number 6 Iowa defeated number 2 Ohio State 93-83, ending a 15-game winning streak for the Buckeyes. And the Hawkeyes and the Buckeyes are the top two seeds in the Big Ten tournament. They could meet again in Minneapolis in the Big Ten tourney that is going to be hosted at Target Center. And the Minnesota Timberwolves have lost back-to-back games for only the third time all season. The L.A. Clippers got them last night, 89-88. Kawhi Leonard had 32 points in a physical and defensive struggle. And Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 27. And the Wolves are now a half game behind Oklahoma City and tied with Denver for second place in the Western Conference. And the Minnesota Wild snapped a three-game losing skid. Kirill Kaprizov posted his second hat trick in less than 2 weeks, scored the go-ahead goal with 3:59 left, and that lifted the Wild to a 4-3 win over the San Jose Sharks at the XL Energy Center yesterday. They will play at Arizona in their next game on Thursday. I told you it was a busy weekend, locally and regionally. And it's going to continue. This week is going to be very busy with playoff action for the boys starting tonight with those pigtail play-in games. And we'll keep you posted all week long on the progress of the area teams that are still keeping their hopes alive for a state tournament berth. Thanks for joining us for Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson. Our podcast can be heard daily, Monday through Friday, and we do have some feature podcasts coming up. We did one earlier this year on the 2001 national champion Spartan women's basketball team. And now we have three actual feature podcasts in the works. Should have one on the 1984 Otter boys basketball team coming up in the next week to 10 days. That'll be posted. And within the next couple of weeks, we'll have the Pelican Rapids 1984 boys Class A state championship feature podcast, looking back at that year. And we're also putting together a piece on Otter hockey history, boys hockey history, and that'll be coming up later in March. So lots of things to be looking for on Sports Moments and Memories. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great week.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.